podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Leicester City have a penalty kick in the 6 minutes of injury time.
Knockout takes, Almunia saves, knockout follows in, Almunia saves again.
And now Watford are on the counter-attack.
Forestieri.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Here's Hulk, Deeney.
I do not believe what I've just seen. Troy Deeney has scored from a Leicester penalty that was saved by Almunia.
Do not scratch your eyes.
You're listening to the Do Not Scratch Your Eyes podcast. This is only going to be a very, very quick one. We are reacting to the news that Rob Edwards has been appointed as manager of Luton Town. Goodness me, how do you feel about this? Oh, Peter's already booing. Carl?
What an absolute kick in the testes.
Do you think
My
it is?
My word.
Do you think it is
yeah,
a kick
I do,
in the testes?
Yeah.
It's not as if he left us for them.
No, but you know what's upset me is that we had all this like hope and glory for him that he would go on and succeed. I don't know, the club fucks it. And fucked it royally. They proper stood on the train set where that's concerned. But the fact he's gone to them up the road is absolutely gutting. And it really does make for a horrible, horrible derby now when we go up there.
That's very true. I mean, the thing is, if you cast your mind back to July when we were sort of in pre-season and we're, you know, trying to watch silly little streams of training matches in Austria and we're thinking, oh, brilliant, you know, the first game of the season against Sheffield United is coming. If I'd said to you then, oh, by the way, by the third week of November, he's going to be managing Luton Town, you'd have gone, what are you talking about? This is a new dawn, a new era with a new manager and new ideas and, you know, a new direction, and here we are. So, yeah, I think the derby's going to be interesting, certainly. What are your thoughts, Peter?
Well, we'll see who's foolish on April Fool's Day, won't we, first of all. Mm. But from the point of view of Rob Edwards, did a great job for a season, obviously at Forest Green, came to us, and the football wasn't awe-inspiring. Going to Luton, he's got to follow Nathan Jones. Now, I know we all make Nathan Jones this, you know, pantomime villain character and what have you, and it's very easy to do it. He's a very unlikable guy. Rob Edwards isn't Nathan Jones. Rob Edwards has got to go in and work out what he's actually got, which he sometimes has trouble working out. He's also very good at hammering square pegs into round holes. I think this could see them really struggle. I'm not sure he's got the compelling aspect that Nathan Jones has got. He's got the us against the world. He fits Luton perfectly, and I don't mean that as anything but a compliment to both Luton and Nathan Jones, in fairness. Mm. It's an odd one to have to follow because he has been successful both times and they found it hard to replace him, and I'm not sure what whilst everybody will like Rob Edwards because he's a lovely, likable bloke and we wanted him to be successful here. I'm not sure he's necessarily got the nastiness about him to go in and upset the apple cart when he needs to do, and that was a hallmark of Jones.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, he could, I know this is going to sound a little bit daft, but he could be under a lot more pressure there than he was with us. I know we've obviously got the management side of things that we do here, but in terms of actually trying to get that team to where it wants to be, new stadium coming, so forth, they're on this big crest of a wave at the moment, and for him to turn up and not hit the ground running, as Peter's just alluded to there, well, one would be fantastic, I'm not going to deny, but you know, he could find himself in a bit of bother fairly early on. He doesn't get the right results.
The flip side from a potential point of view is he's a development coach, something we talked about all along. We're trying to bring in young players, you know, the thing that we were told. Luton is an environment that gives its managers time unless they're completely off the rails, typically. And he will need to, you know, he won't have the potential to go and buy players as he would have done were we not, you know, kind of, were it a normal kind of season. Obviously, we've just gone through relegation twice, a pandemic, and we know that the finances were in the bin. But there's no way, as we saw when we beat them 4-0, that was 4-0 when we beat them, we have a much superior squad to them. Under him, we were below them.
Absolutely.
That's what it looks like. Long term, he might work out if he gets to stay, but I'm happier with Bilic in the short term, definitely.
Yes. Actually, I got asked that today on Football League World. Are you happy with your coach? And I said, I'm happy with the current coach, certainly. but I think I'm actually warming to Bilic in terms of what he's bringing. Obviously, as we go into the World Cup, we're fourth in the table, which is amazing. You know, well, it's not amazing, but it's certainly better than I thought we were going to be a month ago. So on the whole, whole, I'm happy with Bilic. And I think I probably said at the time, you know, if we're lifting a trophy or we're at Wembley or whatever it is at the end of the season, we're all going to just think, actually, that was a really good idea to bring in Bilic and sack Edwards off. But it just remains to be seen. What sort of reception is he going to get from the away fans at Kenilworth Road on the 1st of April? Do you think he's going to get a good reception?
He's crossed the line, hasn't he?
Do you think?
He's crossed the line. Yeah, he's basically slept with his sister. That's what he's done. That's basically what he's done. I know that might sound a little bit dramatic, but
yeah, I think...
he's taken his sister out to dinner, done the deed, and then asked his dad to marry.
Yeah,
which is outrageous.
I think there may be slightly better analogies than that.
I feel very strongly about this.
I can tell.
I want to make that point.
All I will say is there are towns in the north of the country who are less offended by Carl than people in Luton. So well done, Carl. Excellent. Yes. Good stuff.
Well
good
done.
Work. Good work.
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe when the name goes over to Tannoy, I'd like to think that we would be nice enough to sort of give him a round of applause. I don't think we're going to be singing his
dirty nappy when they hear his name.
Do you think
I generally do. I think that's crossing the line. I know we got rid of him. It's our own fault. I know it is, but you don't do that.
It would be worse if he left us for them. That would be worse if he went, actually,
oh, yeah.
You know, like the Marco Silva Everton scenario.
Oh, that's a new low though, isn't it? I mean, we'd really have to have a long, hard look in the mirror at what we've become if that started happening.
Could you imagine how shit we would have to be for somebody to go, no, where I'm going is Kenilworth. I mean, don't get me wrong, I know they love the place because it's so fucking awful, but no. He's gone over to the other side. On the 1st of April, he will be a Luton Town manager and he will be trying to get a win versus Watford. Fuck him at that point. Not in a nasty way, but that's got to be the attitude. It's rivalry. That is what matters. That is what counts. Lots of people have been talking before his appointment and saying, well, you know, he's got to get a job somewhere. The club haven't dealt with him, all the stuff that Carl mentioned there at the start. And absolutely fair play. He's got to go and do that. But is that where he's now gone to? Is that really where the best he could get? It's surprising. So no, come the rivalry. I imagine I look forward to Mr. Justin Dealey telling us that he's God's gift and then slapping Bilic wiping the floor with him.
Well, it'd be nice.
5-0. 5-0.
You reckon 5-0? I don't know. There's a lot can happen between now and then, of course.
He'll just get rid of all his right backs. That'll be the first thing he does.
It could be. I mean, football has this romance factor and it also has an ability to... It's romantic on one side and it's a kick in the teeth for the other side, whereby people come back and kind of reap havoc on their previous clubs. The players have got to know, in the same way as when they turfed up against Luton the other week, that this is a must-win game. This is, this must not be allowed to happen because your performances got him there. Now, don't show that, you know, that he should have actually been in charge of you and it's you lot who should have been turfed out. This has to become a badge of honour to go and win.
Can anybody remember a season where we did the double over limb? I think we must be talking the 80s, aren't we?
87.
Was it 87?
Ooh, 87. The anorak has just been put on.
It was a question in the World versus Carl Burt. I think it was Andrew French who
I
got it.
I think you're right.
And he knew it.
I think you're right.
So there you go. Anorak, yes, but it's cold outside. Anoraks are warm and comfy. And I look forward to seeing you in the pissy rain.
And it's raining. Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. There's our thoughts on Rob Edwards crossing
three
over.
Old men are grumpy about something. Go figure.
Do you know what? I'm not overly bothered, to be honest with you. I, when I first saw the news, I was like, oh, God, no. But I think, yeah, like you say, it's kind of like he wasn't around long enough for it to really hurt, I don't think. I don't, you know, 10 matches or 11 matches. I don't think he was around enough for it to be a massive issue, so I'm not overly bothered. I will be stoic. If I'm in the away end, I'll just sort of give a polite applause as if I was at a cricket match or something. Oh, there he is. Well done. Well done, Rob.
I won't. I'll be shouting out, your designer stubble is substandard.
Funny how you loved it when he was at Vicarage Road.
whoa back there a little bit. Your designer stubble. You can't attack a man's stubble.
I was around in the 80s. I know about Miami Vice and how important a man's stubble is to him.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
George
all I'm
Michael,
saying.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. That's our thoughts on Rob Edwards crossing over to Luton. Let us know what you think by commenting underneath this post or on this podcast. We might even put a poll up at some point. You never know.
A sarcastic edition on Twitter, perhaps. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who would think that we could do such a thing?
Well, yeah, we are known for it occasionally. So there you go. Rob Edwards at Luton. All right. Thanks very much for listening. We will be back again soon. You-ons.
You-ons.
You-ons. You-ons.
Podcast Network.